Continue standing as we're going to be looking at the Calvary's Port Acres Creed of the Week. Calvary's Port Acres Creed of the Week. And looking at number 6, I hope I all had a great week this week. And I hope that you were able to be come this morning ready to receive what God has for us this morning. All right, let's do that. Read it out loud with me. Number 6, ready? We believe in the present ministry of the Holy Spirit and dwelling in all believers. Oh, that's a great verse there. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to set a foundation for this message to begin with. May sound odd at first, and hopefully it'll all come together in the end. And I want to begin by giving a definition of the word echo. Definition of the word echo. An echo is this. An echo is a repetitive sound caused by the reflection of sound waves on a surface. A reaction of an agreement or sympathy. I echo that sentiment. Something repeated or imitated rather than original. Somebody who imitates another person. The signal reflected by an object struck by a radar transmission or the image of this transmission on a screen or repetitive repetition of notes or sounds in a prose or a poem or on a song or music. So now that you have the definition of echo, let me give you kind of an illustration. If you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, you go to the Grand Canyon. Everybody I know that's ever been to the Grand Canyon or some big canyon like that always does the same thing. They go as far as they can to the edge, and they yell out real loud, hello. And the goal is that you hear back, hello, hello, hello. You get all excited, right? And now you do it as loud as you can, and if you do it right, you do it loud enough, you do it the right way, depending on where you come back, it comes back very quickly, and you can hear it perfectly clear. Sometimes it takes slower because you're bouncing off of something that's further away. And sometimes you go, hello, and you hear back, no, no, no. The hell part didn't come through, right? And the reason why is because of jagged rocks. That sound wave hit something different, and it came back differently. And so that's what happens. That's part of the echoing process there. When you go to a doctor, they give you an echocardiogram. They're sending sound waves to check your heart, and what bounces off, they can see what's going on. The echo is part of a natural law of physics, and it's kind of amazing that God created certain natural laws, and these natural laws always happen this way. And he created natural laws of physics of sound, and every time sound does what sound does, it always does it unless you distort it by electronically doing things to it. But just sound by itself, sound waves will always do the same thing every time. It's a natural law of physics that God created. What about this natural law of physics? You may understand that one. You reap what you sow, right? When you put a seed in the ground of an apple seed, you do not get pear trees, right? If it's an apple seed, it will be an apple tree, right? You always reap more than you sow. One little small seed, you'll get an entire bush or tree or something with a whole bunch on it. You always reap more than you sow. And you'll never get something other than what you reap. So these are natural laws that God has put out there. Now, we can distort them and manipulate them based on genetics, but if I make a wheat seed and I DNA genetically impose an apple on it and I get a wheat apple, I still planted a wheat apple seed. Right? It's still that seed. It's not like I'm getting a wheat apple out of a wheat seed, right? It doesn't work that way. These are natural laws that never go against His truth, the way God created it. And these same principles are true with sound, and a sound does not disobey its law. It does exactly what it's supposed to do according to God's law of sound. So let's look at the truth from God's word that echoes this truth. Psalm 27, verse number 6-8 says this, now my head will be lifted up above my enemies encircling me. Therefore, I will offer my sacrifices of joy in His tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, my grace, be gracious to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. So look at, specifically at there at verse number 8, he said, seek my face. My heart said to you, your face, Lord, will I seek. So as God is speaking, seek my face, our heart is echoing back, your face, Lord, I will seek. It's echoing back what is heard. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says this, if my people who are called by my name and humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And when we do that, seek his face, our heart will echo back, my heart, your face, Lord, will I seek. It echoes back what it hears. And I notice that there are four things about an echo that God can use to teach us about him, and also about how we should respond to him when we're listening to him and when we hear him calling. Number one, every echo has a sound source. You cannot have an echo without an original sound source. Otherwise, it's the original sound source. That's deep thinking right there, isn't it? I think I heard an echo. No, that wasn't an echo. That was a sound source, because it had to have a sound source to start with, right? So every echo has a sound source it starts with. There's a lot of noise that we hear every day. Newspapers, internet, TV, signs, friends, Facebook, blah, all sorts of stuff we hear. Lots of noise all there. All the noise we hear, how often do we hear God's voice? With all the noise that's going on out there, how often can we hear what God is speaking to us? How often do we hear God over the other noise in our life? Our emotions, our struggles, our pains, all those things can be noise in our life. And God's trying to talk to us. And we're just allowing the noise of life, the struggles of our family, financial situations, all that's just noise when God's trying to speak to us. How often do we hear God speaking to us, singing to us, as we talked about last week, or speaking in that quiet voice that he does sometimes because of all the noise going around? One preacher said this about God speaking to us, and I love the passage. He said this, there is hardly ever a complete silence in our soul. God is whispering to us well nigh insistently. Whenever the sounds of the world die out in the soul or sink low, then we hear these whisperings of God. He is always whispering to us, only we do not always hear because of the noise, hurry, distractions which life causes as it rushes on. He is always whispering to us, only we do not always hear it because of the hurrying that's going on, the distractions of life. We need to listen for his voice. If we want our hearts to echo back to him what it hears, it has to hear God to begin with. It has to hear that sound source. It cannot echo back God's voice if we never hear what God is speaking to us to start with. God may speak to us through many different ways. His word, the Bible, right? Your pastor, Sunday school teachers, mentor, friend, your spouse. Music can speak to us. Nature itself can speak to us. God is whispering. And sometimes I believe God sometimes just crying out to us. And we don't hear it because of all the noise and the clutter in our life. Romans 1 says this. For what may be known about God is clear to them, since God has shown it to them. The invisible things about him, his eternal power and deity, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world and are understood by the things that are made, so that they are without excuse. Creation cries out its creator. It screams out, there is a God out here. And you need to look and listen to his leading in your life. Or even that still small voice of the Holy Spirit guiding you, as it does so often in my life. So I need two volunteers. I need two volunteers to help me out here. Two volunteers that like to walk. Two volunteers that want to walk. No one jumps up. All right, come on up here. I get you. Got one. That's two volunteers. Come on up here, Lana. Lana, you can stay right down there. You don't even have to get up on the steps. You come up here. I need you up here. Okay. You're going to be the God's voice in this whole situation, and you're going to be the listener. Okay? So I'm going to tell you something that you're going to repeat over and over again, but you're going to repeat it quietly. You're just going to talk normally, okay? Just like talk normally. You don't mean, you're not going to yell at it, okay? In other words, you're just going to talk normally like you're talking to a friend, okay? I'll tell you what it is. No, not yet, right? And you're just going to keep saying it over and over again real quietly, okay? You're going to stand over in that corner by the sound booth when you're ready to do it. And she's going to listen for that voice. Okay, she's going to listen. Now, your goal is to get her to hear it without yelling. Okay, right? Now, you guys, your job is to make noise. Okay? So what y'all are going to do is y'all are going to, as loud as you can, and you can yell, seek me, look at me, seek me, just over and over and over again, as loud as you can. Okay? And then you have to listen for what he has to say over all their noise. No. Because you're actually going to turn and face that way, because I don't want you to read his lips either. Okay. So here's what you're going to say, okay? Okay. And just say it. Don't say it like, real loud. Just quietly say it over that corner by the tree there, okay? I'll tell you when to start. Now, those online aren't going to get the full effect of this. All right, you ready? Okay, I want you all to start off with really loud. Seek me, look at me, real loud. Ready, go. Okay. Okay, Lana, what did he say? She has no idea. Okay, y'all can find your seats again. I'll need you later on, though. Remember this. Okay? So Lana could not hear anything he said, right? But God was speaking, because he was God in this illustration, right? Why couldn't Lana hear? Because of all the other noise going on, saying, look at me, seek me, look at me, look at me, right? That's life. That's what happens in life, right? We can't hear God through all the noise, but there is a source. There's always a source. He is always whispering. He is always out there talking to us. And I say sometimes he's even out there screaming to us. The question is, what source are you hearing? You're echoing something back in your life. The question is, what are you echoing back? It's what source you're hearing. So number two, an echo can only repeat what the sound source said. In other words, if God is speaking to us, we're not going to repeat something back to him that's not what he's saying. An echo can only repeat what's said. So, and someone said this, so long as churches pretend or assume to preach about absolute values, but actually preach relative and secondary values, it will merely hasten the process of disintegration of that church. We're asked to turn to the church for our enlightenment, but when we do so, we find that the voice of the church is not inspired. The voice of the church today, we find, is the echo of our own voices. When we consult the church, we hear only what we ourselves have said. There is only one way out of that spiral, and that way is the sound of a voice that's not our voice, but a voice coming from something beyond ourselves in the existence of which we cannot disbelieve. And you think about that. How often people say, oh, I'm going to go to church to hear something that I agree with. Right? Or these churches that a lot of churches are out there, they have elders or they have boards or whatever that control what the pastor says. And they vote in what they say and what they're going to learn, whatever. And this is what we want to hear. And this is what we want to hear from you. And when the pastor says something they don't like, they come to the pastor and say, hey, we voted. We don't like that. We don't like what you're saying there. I think if that was going on in our church, I'd probably been gone a long time ago. Because sometimes I speak things that you may not agree with. But maybe you need to hear it. You know, if we all just kind of sit back and go, oh, I agree with everything he says because he's saying exactly what we told him to say. Right? These churches that are the big social issue churches, you know, it's kind of the big thing now. Churches, all they do is talk about social justice and social issues. They never open up God's word and talk about God. They're just echoing back what the world wants to hear. But the pastor and the church needs to echo back God's voice, not your voice. Think about that. We're all an echo of something or somebody, tradition, religion, whatever. Those things will only echo back a cold, lifeless church. Hurt or pain can cause somebody echoes back unforgiveness and anger if we're focused on those things. Broken trust echoes back mistrust to everybody. You ever meet someone that just, I can't trust anybody because when I was 10 years old, someone broke my trust. Like there's echoing back that negativity in their life over and over again. You get on Facebook and you see people all the time. someone's on Facebook, hey, thanks Port Arthur for getting us sandbags. Yeah, 5 years ago they didn't do it. They're still echoing back what happened 5 years ago. You know? Man, thanks Port Arthur for mowing our ditches and cleaning our ditches. Yeah, they haven't done my ditch in 6 years. They just keep echoing back negativity. It's like, that's what we just hear nowadays. This negativity over and over again is being echoed back. There's nothing positive that you can say anymore without someone coming back with something negative. You know, it's like, can't we just all be happy, you know? I feel like my wife and I, we had our anniversary this year, and, you know, it's like, happy anniversary. On the 20th, we had our anniversary. And what if she said, happy anniversary, and I'd said, anniversary? Man, 32 years of living the same person, right? How comforting that would have been, right? But that's not what happened. Happy anniversary. Oh, it's been like just a year or two. And we did talk about all the things that have happened the last 32 years. Wow. Our life has been crazy the last 32 years. We've lived in three different states, but twice of one state. And we've been all over the place, right? And we've had a great time. And we echo back that excitement of what God has done in our life. See, when we listen to God and he's speaking to us, and then there's a sound source, we echo back that same thing. Our children can only echo back what we say or do. And if you ever start talking about a child and you start saying, you know, my child's always done this and this, that, you know, and they're kind of sassy, whatever, I'm like, where did they get that from? Right? It's almost always some parent that's taught them how to act that way. I don't talk to my child that way. You talk to other people that way and your child watches you do it. Right? Your children only echo back what they see. My grandsons are perfect examples. This week we had a video. My daughter sent us them playing rock, paper, scissors. And my youngest grandson, he'll be five this year. Yeah. Just kind of forget there for that. Anyway, so they were playing rock, paper, scissors. And what he was sitting in his dad's lap, and whatever the dad did, he would do. So they were playing against the other grandson. And they'd be like, 1, 2, 3, you know. And he would go back right behind them, you know, just echo, do exactly what his dad did every time. And sometimes he got really quick and he got, you know, he was watching, you know, but every time it was exactly what dad did. So that way he could play along with him, right? And he was just echoing back what he heard. And this is what happens in life. We echo back what we're listening to. The question is, what are you listening to? So an echo has a sound source and we only echo back what we hear. So what are we listening to? Number three is an echo is simple in design. Sound waves move through air. They bounce off the objects, return back to us, and give us feedback of the picture of the object. It is something so easy to learn, so easy to understand. It's simple for to echo God's voice if we hear it. God did not design us to be that complicated. If we listen to him, we will hear his voice. We will. By his own law of nature, echo back what we hear. So if we stop and go, okay, noise gone, I'm going to listen to what God is saying. God is speaking to me. And I'm going to echo back what's there. That's what's going to happen in our life naturally. And what he is speaking is simple and clear. Love others. Follow me. Trust me. Love me. Do what I lead you to do, right? It's not that complicated. He's not trying to make some code out there of some, you know, figure out what the code of life is going to be like today. It's very simple. He has spoken these things to us by the actions of his own life and by the words he has spoken in his word. So an echo has a sound source and it can only echo back what we hear. And the echo is such a simple design of nature. Fourth, an echo can be distorted if what it's bouncing off of is distorted. Sometimes when we yell out in a cave or in a canyon, the sound is muffled. Hello. And we get a... It's because what it's bouncing off of is distorted itself. Jagged rocks or a round rock, it kind of distorts. It could actually send the sound that go that direction. And we don't, you know, it's distorted like that. It's because of these twists and jagged rocks. So I need volunteer number one again. The God man. Not like he's Jesus, but he's not a boy either. He's a man. All right. So you're the only one that knows what you said a while ago, right? No one else heard you. You might have heard, but, you know, pretend like you didn't. All right. So I want you to go in that lobby in there and shut that door back again. And I want you to quietly say again what you said a while ago. Go ahead. And y'all, yeah, right in there. Yeah, right through that door. Make sure you shut the door. And don't yell it out. Just quietly speak. Make sure the door's shut first. Okay, so you're going to listen to see if you can hear what he says. Ready? Anybody hear it? Nope. All right, come on back in. You couldn't hear it because there is a distortion in between us. Okay, we can come back in now. He's like, I'm out of here. I know he can hear me. Oh, thanks. Good job. I'll use it back down. So we couldn't hear that sound source because there was something blocking it. Right? God was still speaking, but something was blocking it. We couldn't hear it. If we're born again, our hearts are cleansed and we have a new spirit in us, but that doesn't mean that our flesh cannot distort what God is speaking to us. Our flesh does things that is not conducive to hearing God speaking. It's called sin, right? Sin is in our life, and the sin does not want us to hear God's word. We will say, well, I don't want to hear God's word, or I can hear it, but I'm just not willing to listen to it, right? We tell God, God, I hear you, but I'm just not listening. Deal with it, God. I'll see you Sunday, right? He is saying, seek my face, and we're going, nah, I got other things I'm looking into right now. Now, we can have all sorts of things, and you say, well, what if it's not sin? What if it's something else that's distracting us? Okay, so what could that be? Right? Flat tire. You're like, see, it's not sin. It's not my fault. The flat tire. Well, who says you can't listen to God speaking to you in the middle of a flat tire? You're allowing your emotions of whatever's going on to distort you not hearing what God is speaking to you. I think about that all the time. You know, you get all upset and you're like kicking the car, like, oh, flat tire, and you get all mad or whatever. What about just like, what about you get sick, right? And you're like, I can't hear God speak to me anymore. Why? Because you're so mad that you're sick. You're letting your emotions overrun God speaking to you. So yeah, it doesn't have to be sin, but you could be you allowing your emotions or you allowing your life to distract you. Well, that's kind of like sin. It's doing something God says you don't need to be doing. You don't need to allow your emotions to control you. And think about it, all of creation proves that God is exactly what he says will happen with an echo. An echo always has a sound source. It only echoes back what it hears. It's such a simple design, and an echo can be distorted what it's bouncing off of. These are traits of an echo that God has designed. All of creation proves it. Think about bats. Bats fly through the air and they send out little signals and they're listening for signals. They can even hear a bug going across in front of them when they send that signal out that it's bouncing off, and they know exactly where that bug is, and they go right to it and eat the bug, flying completely in the middle of the night. All right? Blind people now, they're teaching them echolocation. They have a little thing and they click, and as they're clicking it, they can hear how it's, they know something's coming up to them. They're taught how the sound responds back to them. God speaks to us not only once in a while, but always. He is constantly whispering in our hearts, I love you. I love you. Will you seek me? Will you look to me? God says, seek my face. And what he hears determines how close we are to him. And so when we hear God and we go, I don't hear him very often, it's not because God's not speaking to you. It's because you're not listening. You're allowing the world's distortion, the things going on. And what he hears from us determines what is being heard by us. So think about this. God knows exactly where you're at in your life by what you're repeating back to him and how you respond to his leading and his talking and speaking to you. God says, well, I think what's going on is there's some distortion in your life because you're allowing these things to affect you listening to me. Are we willing and ready to hear God speaking to us? Are we willing to silence all the other noise from our lives and listen to what he is saying to us? Let me have the same two volunteers come up here. You can stay in the back corner because you know what to say. Miss Lanny, come up here. Say the same thing, exact same way you were doing a while ago, okay? When I tell you to, don't start yet, okay? Lanny, come up here, and you're going to face that way. You guys are going to do the exact same thing y'all were doing a while ago, so she can't hear. But at some point, Lanny, you're going to turn around, and you're going to yell as loud as you can, silence. And when you yell silence, all of you go quiet. except for you. You keep saying what you were saying. Okay, you ready? All right, everyone start saying what you're doing a while ago. Seek me. You're supposed to keep going. Talk like normal. I can't hear you. What's he saying? Seek my face. Okay, he was saying that the whole time. And you couldn't hear it until all the noise went silent. Seek my face. Good job, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, clap for a good volunteer. Yeah. God is speaking to you. Seek my face. He is singing to you, seek my face. He is yelling for you sometimes, seek my face. I think when we're in the deepest depths of a struggle in our life, that's when God is yelling, because he wants to make sure we know that he's there. And all we have to do is just silence everything else. Silence the confusion, silence the emotion, silence all those things that are keeping us from really hearing God and say, silent! Just listen to God. I rode my motorcycle out to Lake Charles. I thought it was St. Charles until I got there. And then I realized, oh, it's Lake Charles. But anyway, we went to Lake Charles, rode my motorcycle, and on the way back, we came down through Cameron and came around the coastline, you know, and just listened to the wind and the seagulls and the motorcycle engines and just kind of listening, you know, and just listening for God to speak. And he was just speaking to me so much that yesterday. I had like 3.5 hour ride a motorcycle, just listening to God just speaking to me. It was just such an amazing time just to take some time and to relax and just let God speak to you. So maybe you have to get away to do that. Maybe you just have to get in a place in your home. You know, people talk about a prayer closet or something. And so often a prayer closet is like we're praying, but maybe we just need to shut up and stop praying and listen. We just need to hear what God is speaking to us. I know people don't like the word shut up. Okay, so be quiet. When he's saying, seek my face, and our heart needs to echo back, your Lord, oh Lord, your face will I seek. What are you listening to this morning? What is the source of your noise? Is it the world? Is it a friend who's not listening to God? That happens a lot in our lives. We start getting advice from other people and you're not even listening to what God is saying. Is it your emotions speaking too loud? What is it? Are you listening to what God is speaking to you this morning? Church, let's stand this morning and as we get ready to praise God in song. And as we do, I want you to say, even as singing, we can hear, listen to what God is saying to us this morning, right? Let me pray with you this morning.